WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another fire breaking out overnight in Southern California, this one in the hills above Hollywood. ABC's Matt Gutman with more.
The Sunset Fire, fueled by this week's historic wind event in Los Angeles, igniting in the hills just north of Hollywood Boulevard. Firefighters blasting water into this apartment, trying to protect it. A fleet of helicopters swirling over the fire, dropping water. Residents facing gridlock as they try to evacuate down the narrow streets of the Hollywood Hills.
2,000 structures have been destroyed and 5 people have lost their lives. And not good news for those in Los Angeles. Another round of those strong Santa Ana winds expected tonight into tomorrow. Former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral will be held this morning at the National Cathedral in Washington. More than 46,000 Palestinians have been killed in the Israel-Hamas war, that number from the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. This is ABC News. Several states now joining a federal lawsuit over rent prices across the country.
The government is suing 6 major landlords, accusing them of illegally collaborating to raise rents nationwide. North Carolina is one of 10 states now joining the Justice Department, alleging these major property companies operating more than 1 million housing units in 43 states are using algorithms to set rents and share sensitive information with each other to reduce competition and boost profits.
That's ABC's Andrea Fuji. Bird flu has now been confirmed in North Texas. Officials say it's been found in a wild bird not far from Austin. This comes after the country's first human death from bird flu happened in Louisiana. President Biden has a new title, great-grandpa. His granddaughter, Naomi Biden Neal, gave birth to her first child, a boy, yesterday at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Biden believed to be the first sitting president to become a great-grandfather. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number 1 ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Packers prepare for Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers face the Eagles in Philadelphia Sunday in the wild card playoffs. The Eagles have one of the top-ranked defenses in the league under coordinator Vic Fangio. I asked Matt LaFleur what makes them so tough.
You just don't see a whole lot of open space, a lot of gotcha plays. You're going to have to earn it, because if they get you in third and long, it's a nightmare.
College basketball, 2 of the Badgers men's team dealing with injuries. Max Klesmet in a walking boot after injuring his right ankle. Nolan Winter, able to practice despite suffering a deep cut to his finger the other night. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota Friday night. NBA, the Bucks with a 121-105 blowout over the Spurs. A.J. Green with 14 points asked, how do you defend 7'3" Victor Wembanyama?
Just be physical and crawl up under him, try to make him uncomfortable, stab at the dribble. That's what coaches wanted us to do, and I think that's how you got to try and guard them.
That's the Bucks' A.J. Green with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Award show season is not only fun if you like award shows, it also can give you excellent suggestions of what you should be watching. On the heels of Sunday night's Golden Globes ceremony, the Screen Actors Guild just announced their nominations. Leading the way in the film category was Wicked with 5 nominations. Not too far behind with 4 nominations was A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Let's do a deep dive. One of the cool things about the SAG Awards is that they recognize entire ensembles when it comes to cast. A Complete Unknown and Wicked are both nominated in the category, in addition to Conclave, Anora, and Emilia Perez. Typically, when the movie wins for ensemble cast at the SAG Awards, it more often than not results in a Best Picture win at, wait for it, the Oscars. Cast ensemble has been a category at the SAG Awards since 1995, and Variety reports that in 30 years, only four films have won Best Picture at the Oscars that didn't win for Best Ensemble at the SAG Awards. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A little sunshine this morning, gradually becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 28, with the wind south at 5 to 15. Some light snow tonight, won't be more than a dusting. Our low, 19 tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, 28. Could get more snow by Sunday night into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 6.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, will discuss the president-elect's appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And will AG Merrick Garland release Jack Smith's J6 report unredacted? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM in Appleton and Oshkosh, of course, the Civic Media app and AM on 1590. We're being joined right here by Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality, the man to talk to if you're looking to put your home up for rent. Do you call it rent? It seems like it should be more than that, just rent.
If you're looking to, yeah, I guess, yeah, rent your home out.
How's it going?
Great question. Thank you for asking. It's going really well. Some interesting updates. We recently sat in a meeting where they shared that parking on lawns will be available. You do have to register.
If they're not covered in snow.
NFL has a pass. Yeah. An app called NFL. I got it here. Hold on a second. NFL One Pass. And it's an app, and you have to register your property that you're going to, park cars on your lawn.
So you're talking about they can do that even if they're not renting out their house.
Correct.
Right? These are two separate things.
Two separate things.
Okay. I didn't know about this.
But yeah, so the NFL has this, NFL One Pass, and it's, got stuff on there about the Super Bowl and playoffs, but there's a draft tab you can click on, and it gives you all information about the draft, and it's really interesting. The other thing they shared with us is that there are going to only be two entrances to the draft campus.
Okay.
One near Titletown and then one near Kroll. So there'll be one on the southwest side and one on the northeast side. And then beyond that, I think the biggest thing that we're
so here, Ridge.
Ridge.
Off of Ridge. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
And I think the biggest thing, a couple things that we're still taking homes on. We've decided that we're going to, we were going to cut off homes, taking homes on mid-January to late January.
Yeah.
But we're going to extend that now into February because we are seeing the municipalities get permitting done properly and quickly.
There's still some moving parts there that need to be taken care of.
There are. And, the other thing, and this is really a big deal, and I can't emphasize enough because I've been on the show now since last spring and we've been talking about the draft, but I cannot emphasize doing this the correct way. And what we are seeing either in Facebook groups or just through news media and things like that, people are getting cited already for listing their homes on Airbnb.
And by when you say cited, you mean they're
getting
fine.
Not fined yet. Warnings. They're getting their initial warning letter from the City of Green Bay stating that your home is listed and it does not have the proper permitting. So my point in all of this is if people think they're going to get away with trying to do this and skate by not having the proper licensing and permitting and they're not going to get caught, I will tell everyone who's listening or watching, don't do it. I mean, you're going to get caught and you're going to get busted. And then ultimately you're going to get fined and it is going to be significant.
Wow.
So my point in all of it is if you're going to do it right or hire us or listen, it doesn't have to necessarily be us. We'd prefer it to be us, but hire a professionally managed company that does professional management who knows what they're doing and knows how to get the proper permitting done. Because otherwise, you are going to end up in a lot of hot water.
Well, I would think even just for the liability issues, if something went wrong and they hadn't done that.
And they hadn't done it, exactly.
You know, you're opening yourself up to...
Exactly. And then, and you know, we are seeing people asking questions, you know, can we take our camper and, you know, put it in someone's driveway and things like that. And you can't do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are rules and regulations of what you can and cannot do. And I think as the draft gets closer, the one thing we took away from the meeting we were at was the NFL right now is not focused on the draft. They're focused on the playoffs, then they're going to be focused on the Super Bowl. And I think once the Super Bowl is over in early February, that's where the hardcore push is going to be. But we are starting to see reservations and people inquire, and that's a good thing. So, you know, early is going to – people who are going to get those homes early, they're the ones who are going to get the best houses or the ones that they're closest to Lambeau if that's what they're looking for, things like that.
Yeah, I just – my most recent – and I've been working with Simple Life. And I looked around, and I like Michael, and I like his team of people that he has. But this was my most recent text from – Simple Life. It was from Liz, who's awesome. It's woohoo! We have your City of Green Bay permit. I'll add it to your records. You'll receive a physical copy, which I did. So I'm done. I mean, I'm done.
And you're going live, I think, this week sometime.
And the process.
Oh, no kidding! Oh, cool.
Yeah. The process was more work for you than I thought it was going to be. Like, I would have liked to do all that. Like, I don't like a lot of paperwork. I don't like a lot of details. But you guys set up the appointments for the inspector to come through.
Yeah.
And I think it's good for people to get their houses inspected. I mean, we can't get into people's houses, right? Property rights. We'd like to get into some of them. But when they came through and said, look, you need to have a carbon monoxide detector on every floor. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I didn't know that. And I got it and took a picture and sent it to her. She goes, that's awesome. That's all you need to do. But it wasn't difficult. But it was a little more time consuming than I would have liked.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But I'm glad you did it, and I thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm paying you, too, but...
Well, you're welcome. It is a process, though,
right.
And I think that's the key message here, is that as we start to see people, you know, getting these notifications and letters, saying, oh, hey, you're in violation, we found your home on Airbnb, the question becomes is, who found that home on Airbnb? So that means someone is looking at these homes on Airbnb, and then they're looking to see, oh, if this home has its proper permitting.
Got it.
So people who think, oh, well, they're not going to look, they don't have the time, they do, and they are.
And those fines are significant.
They will be.
They will be. But and I'm afraid it's going to be like the parking meters. I think there's going to be incentive to catch people. You know, I just think, because you find two or three people, that can pay your salary.
Oh, without it.
Aren't they talking about like $20,000 or something for some of that? Or 10?
I don't think it's going to be that high, but I think it's going to be, you know, several thousand
dollars. Several thousand dollars. Okay.
Let me ask you this. So you just got your notification from like
the, I'm but, done. The I'm done. I've got what? I got the certificate. It says permit for it's a cool permit. I was surprised how cool it looked. It's like I can frame it and put it on my wall. It's a hospitality.
That's a hospitality license. Exactly.
I was surprised it wasn't like cheap. I mean, it cost them a couple bucks to do that.
No, it looks very nice, actually.
Well, what's the lead time for getting something? Like,
well,
I mean, we're, 100 and a few days away.
Yeah, that's a great question.
And I just want to cut you off, because after the Super Bowl, it's like 7 weeks away.
Well, it is, and it's game on, because here's the thing. If you think you're going to get in and you're going to waltz in, you know, late March, early April and try and get a permit done,
that's what I mean.
It's not going to happen, more than likely. I would say that's why we look at the cutoff probably shortly thereafter the Super Bowl. That gives us still 2 full months to get the permitting done. And again, based on how many people are actually applying for it, we don't know yet. And that's what we're doing, is we're obviously in touch with the City of Green Bay, making sure when we talk to Mike, you know, are there how many are in the queue, that kind of thing. Is there a long lead time? Because we want to make sure that, you know, if we do take on a home, we get it done so we can start marketing that property and get a renter in it for that homeowner.
And maybe a little confusion from the homeowners, because we have a lot of municipalities calling themselves Green Bay, and they have different rules, right?
They do.
Bellevue, Schwabenon, Howard.
Yep, they do. Yeah, so there's different rules, different regulations, and it's really important that wherever you live, you know, it's a simple phone call. Ask the question, they'll tell you exactly what you need to do. or not do, for that matter, because there are some municipalities and, you know, outlying areas that you don't have to do anything.
Okay.
But, you know, if you are in Green Bay, you are in Ashwaubenon, you're in the local area, De Pere, there are a few steps that you have to take.
And you're out in Appleton, too.
Yeah.
You'll take homes in Appleton, Oshkosh.
Yeah, we just took a beautiful home down in Manitowoc right on the lake. I mean, we're really stoked about that house. It's a huge home. It sleeps, I think, around 16. Beautiful luxury home. And that's
sleeps 16.
And it's a house that, you know, is a luxury home that, you know, someone who might not want to be right in the heart of Green Bay, but, you know, wants space and coming with family. It's a beautiful property.
Okay, what do you think about our projects? Two of them.
Which project?
Well, okay. So I was reading about the two guys who did the horrible, horrible, horrible things, you know, with the killings last week or anything. Mm-hmm. But they both had gone through a company where you rent cars that are owned by people. Like, we could rent out our car.
There's a company called Turo.
Yes, that's what it is. I never heard of that before in my life. Is that going to happen around here?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think the supper club idea tour is way better. And we have a team. As I joked on the air the other day when I messaged you guys, I said, we would love to be part of that. I mean, seriously, I think that's such a value add. If someone comes, they're coming from L.A., they've never been to a supper club or wherever.
They don't know what
the heck they are.
Absolutely.
Or where they are. I think, you know, offering that as an amenity would be huge. I think it's just an opportunity for people to experience something that they more than likely will never have
and would never do on their
again.
Own.
Yeah.
Because, the draft is
they
cool.
wouldn't even know how to order an old-fashioned.
Right, but they're going to go back. They'll talk about the draft. The draft is – but they're going to talk about those – yep. off-road experiences.
We went to this little place in a town called New Holstein.
Right. Yeah. We had a 54-inch, and it was only so much dollars. And
it's like 17.
They had a salad bar. They have these things on there. Bobby, what are those things called that we ate in that New Holstein? What are those things called?
Gizzards.
Gizzards.
Pickled gizzards.
Yeah. We ate pickled gizzards.
Yeah, I mean, they're never going to experience that again. So I think that's something that, in all honesty, and I'm not just blowing smoke at you guys, I think it's a value add that we could put into our homes and offer it, you know, as part of a concierge package.
We got to do this. Got a question here for you. How much does a permit cost?
This was
Jim just paid him, so I $549.
Okay. Yeah. I also got this. Listening this morning from the Grand Palladium Resort in Cancun, Mexico. My daughter's wedding is today. Terry from Ashwaubenon. Terry, best of luck. That's awesome.
Oh, really? Congratulations. Wow. That's a nice place to have a wedding in.
Absolutely.
This time of year. Wow. That's great.
Very cool. But we're with Michael, and we're talking about this. And Michael Friedman. Everybody should know Michael.
He's been on here enough. But the Simple Life Hospitality, we've been talking about the permits and and getting it. But let's just talk a little bit more. I think one of the reasons I chose you was I want you to do some screening of the tenant.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a big part of what we do naturally in our regular leisure business. You know, we manage, you know, over 150 homes between Door County, Northwoods, Lake Geneva, Green Bay. We're continuing to grow.
How much do you get for a home in Lake Geneva?
It depends. I mean, we don't have a big portfolio there. It's a market that we're going to start focusing on.
Home prices in Lake Geneva are
They're very expensive. Yeah. I mean, but even our homes in Door County that are on the water do very well. But we, you know, with part of what we do from that regular perspective for our leisure guests and travelers is making sure that there's protection in place. Number one, when the person books the house, you know, we're collecting information about them and who they are, the number of guests they're having, who those guests are, because it's important just to know that. And then, you know, we do have damage protection in place that gives the homeowner some peace of mind that if something should happen. That things are taken care of.
Johnny and I were talking. We're going to go to a break, but we last week we went through hotel prices. That what they are.
I saw that article. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's crazy what's happening.
Too late to build a hotel.
right.
We just had a quick break. Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com. Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at oshkoshmuseum.org.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
You got to mellow slow, it takes time to pick a place to go.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are talking about something that's pretty exciting. We're all talking about the NFL draft, but ways to make a little cash on the side, not cash, just a legitimate income on the side, and that's to rent your home out. And we're talking with Michael Freeman. He's the owner of Simple Life Hospitality. They're based here in Wisconsin. They have 150 homes throughout Northeast Wisconsin. And I don't know what you're thinking. You still have time. They've extended the time to take homes until mid-February, but if you're going to leave for 5 days, is that what you ask, or three, or what are you looking for?
It really depends on where the home's located and what you know, obviously with Ashwaubenon, we're looking at probably full week stays if we can get those.
7 days?
Seven or six or seven night minimums. But anywhere from 4 to 5 nights. I mean, we anticipate most people are going to arrive, the day before the draft on Wednesday and stay through Sunday.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're looking at least three to four night minimum, but it really depends. I think the biggest day of the draft is, we know, and when they're anticipating the largest crowd, is going to be that Thursday night for the first round. What we found and what this meeting we went to suggests is that Saturday is going to be a big family day, which is great. Through rounds 4 through 7. So, again, we're going to be here for all of it. But I think, I think it's going to be a great event. And there's so much planned beyond just the actual draft itself that the NFL is going to have available for people.
Yeah.
And obviously, being the cathedral of the NFL, Lambeau Field, there's just no better place.
So I think people... But you have to leave. I mean,
you do.
You're not into that thing where you're renting rooms.
No. We're asking all of our homeowners. You know, our homeowners do anticipate to leave, to go wherever they're going to go for those days. They will not be in the homes. We don't allow that.
Okay. Because there's some people that are renting out a room. I would have no interest in that.
Well,
I think this could be a time to go visit your kids who are out of town, or there's a lot of things you could do. You could move in with another friend too and split the money.
Just based on the amount of income that you should be able to generate for those days you're gone, you should be able to go to wherever you want to go. I mean, and it's just gives you a chance to get away, not have to be around the craziness of the traffic. And
so
all
we're talking about people that will contact you or someone and rent their home out for the draft, but what if there's someone listening, like this guy from Cancun, who want to come here and rent a home?
Easy. They can go to SimpleLifeRentals.com. We've got an NFL draft tab.
Oh, cool.
They can click on it. They can put their information in. It gives you, whether you're a person who's looking to rent your home out or you're looking for a place to stay, they can put their information in, and our our sales team and our reservation team will reach out to you, and we'll get you hooked up with whatever your budget can afford.
How often do you, and last time we talked to you about this, and not to bring up a negative side of the thing, but how often do you guys look at a place and you'd have to tell the people,
No, I mean, there are some. Unfortunately, there's some that just don't meet the criteria that we have.
Right.
It doesn't have to be necessarily location. Like I said, we have homes in Manitowoc. We're going, you know, as far south down as Appleton and outside the area. It's really about, does the home have the updated amenities, things like that. And this is no offense to people's homes who, you know, still look like they're decorated from 1978.
Right.
It's fine. It just doesn't fit what we're looking for, and we know what guests are going to be looking for as it relates to those few days.
Well, one would consider you're probably a little higher up in the quality of your product. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think I've been here for a little while, and I think that's great, and there's nothing wrong with saying that. When people list their homes with you, tell me about, I think some people are afraid to do it because it's like, oh my God, I'm not going to do that. But they don't have to vacate every closet drawer.
No, they have to have drawers for the people, closet space. But, you know, like we've talked about, Jim, I think the biggest thing is, you know, taking any valuables that you see, you know, if something gets broken, stolen, or whatever, you know, remove it. And so we're not asking you to vacate and take everything out of the house, as long as you make space for people. And we're making sure that we're communicating that to the guests as well, that, you know, you are not staying in a typical vacation rental. You're staying in someone's primary residence. So there might be some personal artifacts, photos, things like that in the home. Where in a typical vacation rental,
there's really
nothing.
Didn't we talk about this one time? You recommend putting a new lock in, like, their basement or their storage room door or something that's very secure?
Yeah, kind of a home. In all of our leisure rentals, we have what's called an owner's closet, and it's a locked closet.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Where they put, yeah. So, okay. Definitely. And then it's locked, and it's locked off, and, you know, the guests aren't, you know, obviously allowed in there.
And now you guys provide the bedding, is that correct?
We do. So what we do is we provide the linen service that the homeowner will rent from us. So what's really nice is it's hospitality grade. It's all really nice high-end hotel linen. Not the linen that I gave Jim. That's even finer.
That was
linen.
Pretty good stuff.
That thing weighed like 14 pounds.
Two people to help me carry that.
That's
my
even
car.
Finer linen. But no, we do have a really nice high quality hospitality grade linen
and towels too.
Towels, hand cloths. So you know we'll provide all of that, and we'll put it on. The guest will arrive. The guests will leave. The cleaners will come in. We'll strip it. And
I know a question I have for
really,
you.
Really turnkey.
What is the because like I mean just by you know. Knock on wood, nothing like this happens, but a pipe, you know, it's 20 below zero or whatever, and a pipe bursts in the basement or something, and they don't know how to... What's the strategy on that?
So we have to have, by law, if you would, for managing homes or vacation rentals, we have to have someone what's called a registered agent within 25 miles of the property. Okay. So we have that already. We also have a full cleaning and maintenance team within the vicinity and area. And so, God forbid, should anything bad happen at that time of the year in April, we're hoping the weather's decent.
Right, yeah.
But if something bad happened, we obviously would take
care
of it.
So within 25 miles.
Within 25 miles.
I'm the optimist. Johnny's like, we'd get some bad weather in April, and we're going to have Brittany Merlot come on Monday and talk to us about statistically what are the odds of having a snowstorm. Who shovels?
Well, that's a great question, and we probably are going to need to address that.
Was that
one of your other business things?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
What you got to do. You got to put like those kids we had on from the Preble. They're from Bayport. The Bayport football team or the Notre Dame football team. Put those guys on standby and say, look, you guys, I'm going to call you. It's going to be $15 an hour. May not call you.
Yeah.
Here's $20 just to be on call.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah. Because those kids will show up and they love.
I got to be honest with you, Michael. 90% of what Jim says is kind of BS with certain things. Okay. He's a great dreamer, great dreamer, great dreamer. Todd, am I correct on this? Thank you. But with this is like his wheelhouse. If you need an agent for Northeast Wisconsin, I'm not kidding.
I'm gonna have to think about that.
I think this is fun. I think it's once in a lifetime, but this is a real opportunity for people to really enjoy Green Bay, get on the world stage, and be part of it, and make a little money financially.
It's going to be super exciting.
Yeah.
We're stoked
about it.
And if there are opportunities where you guys come up with great ideas, we're all about it. I think this Johnny's Juice of Life. I'd love to put it in our homes. Oh, my God. Seriously. God.
I love you, Michael.
Yeah, seriously. All right. We'll do it.
Thanks for being here, buddy.
Good seeing you
and
both.
I thought it was fun in the break. We're talking. You're related to Bob Dylan.
Yep, thanks. Right. Take care, guys.
We're going to set a quick break. Our folks at Press Time will join us right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Oh, plenty of meetings for Wisconsin farmers to attend this year. And while you're out there, keep your eyes open for our new University Extension Corn Specialist. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Of course, in 2024, we saw the retirement of UW Extension Corn Specialist Dr. Joe Lauer. Now, stepping in is Dr. Harit Kaur. She is originally from Northwest India, where she grew up in a small village called India's Breadbasket. Most recently, she was a Michigan State Spartan, but now she's happy to be the University Extension Corn Specialist in Wisconsin because she believes a lot of Wisconsin farmers appreciate one element she's fond of.
One thing that I would really like to appreciate about Wisconsin is when I was in Michigan and I used to talk about silage corn, people weren't really very interested because they were more of a corn grain per people. And would here when people get to know that I worked on silage corn, they get really excited, and which is something I enjoy.
Dr. Harit Kaur, coming to Wisconsin from Michigan. She is our new University Extension Corn Specialist. You'll have an opportunity to meet Dr. Kaur if you're in attendance at the upcoming Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. That's going to be February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. All right, markets and overnight electronic trade. They're mixed this morning. I've got numbers next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the maximum acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
Yesterday, barrel cheese gained 0.75 cents to 187. 40-pound block cheese stood still. The AA butter was up 2 at 260 a pound. December new crop corn's down a penny this morning at 444. November beans are down a nickel at 1003. July wheat, that's up 2 at 559 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand rolling into a Thursday trade session. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A little sunshine this morning, gradually becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 28, with the wind south at 5 to 15. Some light snow tonight, won't be more than a dusting. Our low 19 tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, 28. Could get more snow by Sunday night into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Matt Nair on air.
It is our one-year anniversary here on Matt Nair on air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates.
You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. We'll talk about starting the new year off right with Omar the Pharmacist, and then we will talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion with attorney Roy Evans.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
19th Congress. What issues are important to you and what's realistic to get done? Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Families and educators from many Northeast Wisconsin schools will need credit monitoring and identity protection after a cyber attack on an education technology software platform called PowerSchool. The data was accessed on December 28th. The company allegedly paid a ransom to the attackers for video evidence of the compromised files being deleted and digitally shredded. PowerSchool will provide affected school districts with information to engage families and teachers affected by the attack. Several districts in New Wisco use at least a part of PowerSchool, including Reidsville, West Apeer, Sturgeon Bay, and Green Bay. Over the past couple weeks, there have been several instances of people and vehicles falling through the ice in Northeast Wisconsin locations. Tom Drzwicki owns Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery. He said ice is very unpredictable, especially in larger bodies of water.
It's unpredictable out there. Never know what you're going to come across. You could have 2 feet in one place, and 100 feet away, you could have open water. It's always changing.
Drzwicki says people going out on the ice should always have a charged cell phone and a whistle or some sort of noisemaker to help rescuers find them. Compared to other cities with an NFL franchise, Green Bay is small. Nick Meisner, the vice president of digital marketing for Discover Green Bay, says, yes, we're small, but mighty.
So many times you hear, oh, the smallest market in professional sports. And yeah, that is true. And we don't shy away from that. It's what makes us who we are. But we're also a large enough, vibrant enough, passionate enough community that 6.3 million visitors throughout the year came to visit Green Bay in 2023.
Meisner was a guest on Civic Media's Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Find it at civicmedia.us. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
This is going to be fun. John, put on your headset.
John, you want to wear it?
John, you want to join us or not?
I don't have one for John yet.
Well, Kramer was stealing my headset, Jim.
Wow. All right.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks to Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality. If you're thinking about renting out your house for the NFL draft, that is the place to go first. You start with Simple Life Hospitality. Make sure you do it right. We're being joined down by Chris Leonard, John Kramer, Tori Wittenbrock, Press Times. Headlines from the Press Times. This could be a regular feature, correct?
Oh. You bet.
First of all, I don't know if your ears were burning the day before Christmas Eve, because I was doing a book signing at Boss's, which is still my favorite place in the world, and it's a crime that they're not still right down here. But they said I've had numerous book signings, and I've written 4 books, and they said it was overwhelming, the number of people that came out to buy your book on Lambeau.
It was wonderful. It was a they said they ran out of people. Yeah. We're having a hard time keeping stocked right now, but we got to find that, happy level for.
There isn't one. Yeah. I've been doing it for 20 years, and like I said, right now I've got 12 boxes of 25 books each sitting in my living room staring at them. And then if I didn't have those, I'd be getting calls.
That's actually his furniture.
I do use it in that way sometimes. And if I don't have them, all of a sudden there'll be a rush where some school wants to buy like 10 or 12 of them, and you got to reorder. It's a hard, being a local author is a little bit of a tougher gig than a lot of people might realize, isn't it, though?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's a little demanding, especially with a full-time job.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I can't get a free one for Christmas.
I'm sorry. Hang on 1 second. Hang on.
That headset, now he's taking your mic.
Yeah.
See if it's working. It's all a right. Different kind of mic.
Check. Nope.
No.
All right.
Go ahead, buddy.
What do you say, Johnny?
Well, the joke I was going to make, and yeah. I can't even get one for Christmas from you. You got 25?
No, you don't get anything.
Okay. No, you got to pay.
What have you ever
pay.
Done for me?
Yeah.
Whatever. You I pay. Saved your life in Iraq, or excuse See. Me, Afghanistan twice. Yeah.
Right.
I think.
All right.
Yeah, twice.
Okay, wait. We got to hear that now.
No, you don't want to hear it.
Hey, tell us about...
let me just put it this way, and we'll take it from there. I flew into the wrong airport. I flew into the airport controlled by the Afghans, not the Americans. That was the issue.
And so, yeah. That story, you would think John's the pilot, but he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
Hey, the press times is really catching fire. I mean, I think a
we
lot...
We love it.
Not we like, love not it. We love do. It. And he's not. And people that I talk to, I read papers. I'm not a big TV guy. And... You just really hit the local, and that's what we're doing here as well. You know, we just
photography could be better. Keep his mic off.
The photography is great, and the stories you cover. So, tell us what's going on with the press times.
So, as I've mentioned last time I was on, we are very hyper local focused. Yeah. So everything, it's got to appeal to our community or affect our community for us to report on it. No national or state issues are relevant unless they dial back to the Green Bay
How does it
area.
Relate to right back here?
Yep.
Yeah. I got to say something else to the person next to you. One of the great things was the high school basketball preview thing. You can't find those anymore. Years ago, that was a staple. And being a sportscaster all my life, that was a little bit of a Bible where you would, you know, you guys would do the hard work. And you did introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And did you put that together, the high school basketball preview?
Yeah, I did. I came out here from California and played soccer at GB. And then afterwards, I was an English literature major. So I had done an internship with the Press Times, writing for them and freelancing and stuff. And then after I had graduated, I wasn't sure where I was going. So I had reached out to our general manager, Mike Callahan, and asked for a letter of recommendation, at which point he said that they had an opening to be the sports editor. So I came back up here and was working full time. But it was kind of a lot to jump into because I had to figure out everything about the football preview, the high school basketball preview. And I mean, those are not easy to put together.
No.
In Green Bay, it seems like a small area, but it's really not. So, I mean, we have 13 high schools and girls and boys for basketball. So it's kind of a beast to put together because you still want it to come out as a preview at the start of season. But that's a lot to take on
it's
with hitting
fantastic.
All those high
Tori
schools.
Tori Wittenbrock is her name. She's the sports editor of the Press Time and a former soccer player at UWGB.
Right. Nice. She hails from the West Coast.
Chino Hills.
How did you...
The home of the Lonzo Ball family clan.
That's right. And
did you watch their series when it was on?
I did, yeah.
What'd you think?
It was good.
I felt bad for the mom.
Yeah.
I felt bad for her.
Yeah.
For some reason. But anyway, go ahead.
I think that's... UWGB is a good school. And how did you end up there? I mean, California has many, many more university options than we have here.
Right. So I grew up playing soccer like my whole life, and I knew that playing in college was always something that I wanted to do. And I don't know if it's because I was a firstborn or what, but I always had a lot of pressure and was held myself to a high standard and everything. So I knew I always wanted to play D1, but I didn't know, you know, if that was going to be an option or anything because the recruiting process is insane nowadays. So I had a couple of schools that I was looking at, a couple of different offers from smaller D2 schools, smaller D1 schools. And then I was playing at a showcase out in Arizona. And Jason Spain had just come on as the coach at GB and was looking at rebuilding the program. And so they were looking to recruit a lot of new athletes and bring in talent from across the country rather than just recruiting out of Wisconsin.
Okay, I got to ask one question,
That's
though, because
cool
I covered lots and lots of soccer games on a GB. That wind coming off the bay some days can be really nasty for you guys
for sure.
Running around out there. What did you think the first time you were playing in those conditions?
Well, I came out here during COVID year. My freshman year was 2020.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
We had to play outside with face masks and it was like pouring my first practice here. It was pouring rain and I had to wear a face mask outside and it was like soaking wet and it would suction to your face while you're running. And it was like, what am I getting myself into? Because it was September and it was pouring rain and freezing cold. And I was like, it is like 117 degrees back in California right now.
Because
so.
For whatever reason, that is a cold area where that wind comes from.
Yep.
English literature.
Oh boy, here we go.
Look, that's different. There's not a lot of English literature. Is this what you wanted to do, or did you fall? Like, tell me, someone who, Like, I love when people can pursue their passion, and that's not always easy because sometimes there's not opportunities in what they want to do. Tell me, you studied English literature and you got into sports.
Yeah, I...
That's what you want?
That's not at all what I wanted to do. It actually kind of happened by chance, and I love it because when I started as an English lit major, my goal was always... It's kind of like I got a lot of, oh, you want to be a teacher? Because
yeah, right.
It is kind of a difficult major to find a successful career in. But I always knew that from the time I was in my early high school years, I knew that I wanted to be in editing and publishing and working with books. And then with my internship with the Press Times, when that opportunity came up, I wasn't really sure about it just because I didn't really have any interest in journalism at the time. And it just kind of happened. I was like, well, at least it's writing and it'll kind of get my career started and I can get some experience. So I took the position and I was covering everything at the time, from school board meetings to feature stories. And then when Rich, the sports editor at the time that I was working under with my internship, found out that I played soccer, he gave me some opportunities to cover soccer. And
isn't
then
that great?
He found out that I was interested in football, basketball, all kinds of other sports.
Awesome. So, so many times when I speak to young adults, and when I say kids, but to me they all seem like kids because I'm getting so old. But but I always tell them, whatever opportunity is there, don't just look at it as that opportunity.
Right.
Keep your eyes wide
open,
keep your head on the swivel. Get your foot inside that door and then work your butt off and do anything they tell you to do. I think that's phenomenal. So you did it exactly the way I try to tell people to do it. Then you get this guy sitting next to me, John Kramer.
Well, my mic's still not on. Well, that's what I was going to just ask you. So you were abused as an intern like I am?
I wouldn't go that far, but.
Oh, so you weren't as abused as Bob.
Yeah. Wait, you're admitting that he's abused. Don't go there. Yeah.
The internship program has changed a lot since I started, because I was with that first group of interns right when the Press Times got that grant to start the internship program up. And it was very different than what it is now. I mean, I honestly don't even think the interview process was, like, I don't even think I was interviewed when I came on to work for the Press Times. It was kind of just I showed up and they were like, well, what do you want, feature stories? And I was like, sure.
Did you get paid as an intern? I just want to say, we have interns at City Hall. Nobody got paid.
It's a grant through...
Oh, cool.
When it started, it was through Microsoft, so...
I see.
Now,
sure, I'm familiar with that.
Now it's set up a little different, but that was Microsoft grant that paid for that internship.
Yeah. I'll tell you one other little thing, though. When I drive past your place all the time, you guys are an awesome part of town up on that floor.
I think my mic's working.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Thank you, though.
Are you going to buy that? You going to buy that building?
That is such a cool building.
Yeah. That is so awesome. Gonna happen. Yeah.
They're in the corner of Walnut and Broadway,
yeah,
which is very cool. You got good signage there. And
the
obviously
river.
It was M&I Bank. And
yep.
The view of the ships coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to talk about, John. I give you credit, man, because I live here, and there's those ships. So literally, the first time they sounded their horn coming through, I literally jumped off my sleep and I jumped off my couch. You got to see these things up close and personal because they're so unbelievably massive. And you've captured that. It doesn't matter what time of day, night, middle of the night, you're out there. And with the lights off the bridge and everything like that, some of those shots are spectacular.
Oh, yeah, they're great. I love taking pictures of the ore boats. It's just kind of something I've always been interested in. And it's just a genre that there's a lot more people into that than you would think.
Well, see, I'm really into it because I'm from up around Marquette, and the big ore boats would come in and they'd load up with iron ore. And then my dad, who worked for the mining company up there, Cleveland Cliffs Iron Company, for I think 3 summers in a row, they allowed, like, him and my mom and their friends would take a cruise on the ore boats. And it might sound funny, but they'd get on the boat in Marquette, go to Duluth, go all the way over to Sault Ste. Marie, I think down to Cleveland. I mean, it was really a cool thing. Ore boats are really cool when you see them up close.
Some of the boats still offer a program like that where you can take, you know, two people and you can take a tour on the boat.
Oh, okay.
When they're out actually doing their job. So,
oh, I'd love to do that.
One of the things I have to say about John, too, is he does great drone shots.
Yes.
Stuff like the lighthouses that you've done and the stuff on the water. I mean, it's just amazing. It's just, it's so good.
And that's not covered by your competitor. They're too big for all those cool hometown stories. And, you know, we call that working river theater. We just think it's really something to embrace, not complain about the bridge being up. But, and there's a lot of, you know, that takes a lot of trucks off the road, too, to have it come in by ship. So, that's cool. And your paper, I'm going to just touch on that, and then I'm going to talk what you're looking forward to, especially you, Tori. Right, did I get that right? Yeah, I just want to, being so young, I mean, what are you, 23?
Yeah, 22. I'll be 23 on the 22nd.
Right. Not supposed to ask women their age, but I have three daughters, so I was kind of close.
At that age, you can. Yeah, they
brag about it.
Yeah. Okay.
But your paper is hyper-local, you know, as was just said. What are you looking forward to covering here? I mean, are you leaning into the draft like a lot of people, or is it something else, the school board? I mean, there's a lot of changes coming up there.
And hold that thought. Get us in a quick break. We're with Chris Leonard, John Kramer, Tori Wittenbach. From the Press Times. Headlines from the Press Times. Back right after this. Running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead with all right. I don't see a button sign. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Legislation unveiled Monday by the New Hampshire Senate would change the state's four presidential electoral votes from winner-take-all to proportional, based on which party wins its two congressional districts. Gerrymander the districts, and you guarantee more votes for your presidential candidate. Senate Bill 11 would have New Hampshire join Maine and Nebraska as the only states which have proportional electoral votes, and would apportion them based on which party wins Congressional District 1 or 2. In November, the state's congressional seats went to Democrats, Representative Chris Pappas and newcomer Maggie Goodlander, yet the state House, Senate, governorship, and governor's executive council all went red, in large part to gerrymandered voting districts. Gerrymandered, except the districts for Congress. A 2022 proposal by the New Hampshire House Election Law Committee radically gerrymandered the districts, guaranteeing the District 1 congressional seat for Republicans. So radical, in fact, that Republican governor and possible presidential candidate Chris Sununu surprised his own party by vetoing the map and proposing his own competitive map similar to that of previous decades. New Hampshire's incoming governor, former U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte, may not have such competitive compulsions. With a Republican House and Senate behind her, a gerrymandered congressional district could be a twofer for Republicans, both in New Hampshire and in the presidential race. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has it?
No, not at all.
The Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Rolling down that eastern seaboard. Diesel wound up and she's running like a never before. There's a speed zone ahead with all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here. This is Headlines from the Press Times. Chris Leonard, John Kramer, Tori Wittenbach. Thank you for the beautiful gifts. Press Times cards. We're going to save those for when Gizmo comes in. He does card tricks over the air. So we want to get one of you guys. Maybe you guys will be here when we have him in sometime.
That'd
do the
fun.
Card tricks with these.
That would be
and
fun.
What else did you bring us?
Yeah, we have. Well, actually, John bought this for you guys.
I like the wrapping paper, John.
Well, you spared
every expense, didn't you? You took one of your own newspapers and made the wrapping paper.
Well, look at the picture. Who's on the front right there? That's me.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good-looking shot of you. And what kind of a hat is that? Like Snoopy and the Red Baron type of hat?
It's a photo of all the interns from last year, actually. And what I love about it, it's
did
all...
Did you wrap this? Because that's like perfect wrapping. Well, oh, my God.
I got skills. So
what
I
complains love about it, then he says,
what I love about
bipolar.
Thank you. Lambeau, the boy behind Green Bay football by Chris Leonard. I didn't know it was hard copy. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That costs a few bucks more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know all about that. Thank you so much. I told you before, I knew his wife, his first wife, Marguerite, and I actually found the card that she sent me that time. She was 96, and we're going to take her out for lunch, and I said, I'll pick you up. And she goes, why are you picking me up? I said, well, I just, you know, the courtesy, I didn't know how you're going to get the choice. Young man, I've been driving since 1927. You think I need a ride?
I love it.
She was so great. Marguerite Lambeau, beautiful, wonderful lady.
Very telling.
So thank you for this, and congratulations on the success of this.
Yeah.
It's going crazy. Where else besides Bosses can people find it?
Right now, Bosses, Amazon, and then MMC, Shop MMC, our company.
Awesome.
But eventually, it'll be available more places. Right now, we're just trying to keep up.
Oh, by the way, when I was at Bosses that day, I brought over an old program that I had. I had it in here, didn't I, Jim, show you?
Yes.
But Curly Lambeau was still a player. Okay, but the reason I brought it to them is because Bosses was advertising in the Packers program.
That is very cool.
So they made it, they're making a display with it. Isn't that neat?
Yes.
There's one other, remember, Jim, there's one other one that is still around from them, and we're still trying to figure out what year the program was from. We think about 24, right around 19.
Was it a restaurant? Something was in there, but anyway, that was just
one
cool
other one that
history's
was
always
but it's
cool.
At Bosses now. All right, so hey,
with
Curly's
afternoon.
Picture on it. Oh, take a look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. I want to go back to the 22-year-old.
Here
I wanna,
we go.
So you've been here. Three...
That didn't sound creepy at all, did you?
No, not at all.
I really want to know what you're new here, your young talent, which we try to recruit and retain here. Tell me what you're looking forward to uncovering. There's a lot of cool things going on. There's great development. I mean, we read about that. And we talk about development. We're very interested in what's going on. And when we talk locally, we're very interested in Oshkosh, Appleton, and Green Bay. This whole 41 corridor, we think that's pretty cool stuff. Anything that's piquing your attention over the next 6 months?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, emphasizing the hyper-local side of everything, it's great covering high school sports here because Green Bay is such a competitive area. And I mean, covering the high school athletes is great because I think they're often a lot of times overlooked. And they're the ones that are going to turn into the college athletes and sometimes professional athletes as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of talent here at the high school level. So that's always fun.
Do you cover my man Christian?
Christian Collins?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's my next door neighbor.
Yep. We have a feature story coming out on him this week.
He was state player of the year, right?
I believe so.
I think so, yeah.
He's a great kid.
I love the running back for the All-State team, Christian Collins from Notre Dame. And Patrick Grayson from Westy Pier.
Yeah.
I've never seen that happen in the state of Wisconsin before.
The other thing I want to talk about is the quality of you know, some of these athletes. I don't know if it's the media, but they seem to have a little bit of an attitude. Whereas, who's that guy you have on here all the time? He plays with Miami.
Plays for Miami?
He's a running back.
Alec Engel?
Yeah.
We had him on once.
Okay, but he's just... what I want to say about him is he's an NFL player that is just heart and soul of Suamico, just... This whole Green Bay area. I'm glad you're covering those kids because I do think and I do hope that some of them make it big. And I think they're going to keep those values they have right now.
They are. They're very humble kids. And I mean, I love interviewing them after games. They're always shaking my hand and thank you, ma'am. It's nice.
Right.
And it's funny being called ma'am. But
well, I bet you love that.
Yeah.
Better than I'm getting back to the 22-year-old.
That's true. Okay. Oh. That's great that interests you because I think that interests a lot of people in your reading area.
Right.
And Ted Stefaniak, you know, Ted, we do the high school football games together and everything. And we were just talking about this the other night. We took for granted newspapers and the coverage they would give to local sports. And obviously now you got to go on the internet and find it. There's something special about the day after a game or whenever, picking up that newspaper and reading about it versus going on the internet to get it. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that you guys keep that alive. And it's not easy, is it, Chris?
No. And that's what our company's all about. When we see these papers shuttering, we try to come in and take them on, but we can't always do that. You know,
right.
We only have so much bandwidth ourselves. But
and it's not a very expensive subscription cost either, which, you know, you could raise it. Don't, but you could. I mean, I just think you've got a pretty good following. Advertising is what drives that. So.
Yeah, and now as of October, we've really launched into the multimedia world. Where we're trying to cover everything online, you know, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, website.
We're not your clientele
print.
For that.
Yeah.
With the help of John.
Yes, there you go.
But also, Chris, just thank you very much because we're partnering up with the Press Times and we're going to do this weekly, have someone on from the paper, get to know them,
awesome.
Talk about some of the stuff they're covering. So to bring John and Tori in here this morning, thank you very much for joining up with us.
And I think people, we were talking to Scott and people really don't follow me. They don't know who I am. I don't know if that's true. I think if if you become a, and you seem like, you know, especially if you're a literature, you probably are an unbelievable writer. People will follow you. I mean, they're interested in the stories, but they will look for your byline, right?
No question. Quick question for your favorite author.
Ooh, John Steinbeck.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Can't go wrong there. Old school. Fantastic.
I was going to say John Minot, but I can't get one of his books for Christmas.
Bosses, okay, $20.
I've read them all. And
Sarucci's. All right, we got to send a break. Thank you all so very much for being here. We really look forward to this segment. Right. And thank you for the wonderful book, and congratulations on Lambeau.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Quick break. Back after this. And he's off on a Midwest run. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, next up for the Packers, they take on the Eagles. What are their chances heading into the playoffs? We talk to Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From the Pacific Coast to Pasadena, firefighters continue working to control the wildfires that have broken out across the Los Angeles area.
You wake up one morning and everything is normal. And you go to bed that night and you have nothing.
Nikki Rifkin telling ABC News she's still trying to come to terms with how quickly her family was forced to evacuate and her home burned to the ground. ABC's Kana Whitworth in the Pacific Palisades.
As the smoke cleared, the Palisades village looking more like a war zone than a popular shopping area. Skeletal remains of the businesses unrecognizable. Some homes were spared, but the embers that were blown by the powerful Santa Ana winds would burn homes just next door.
In a little over an hour, the state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter will be held at the National Cathedral in Washington. The nation's 39th president will be honored there. President Biden and all living former presidents will also be there. This is ABC News.